First item of new business, motion, discuss, approve the MOU for the new Judicial Center project. I'd like to first thank everyone who was able to participate in last Thursday's meeting and all the comments and calls that have also been received directly by myself and the magistrates. Speaking quite bluntly, is this a perfect project? Absolutely not. Is this a terrible project that doesn't have any benefits? Absolutely not. Like most things in this life, it falls somewhere in between, in that wonderful middle gray area that we often experience in life. Over the last year, the county has attempted to provide some clarity to that gray middle and move it towards a more slam dunk winning solution for the county. Unfortunately, we were unsuccessful in that effort, but it was still an effort worth undertaking. However, at the end of the day, the money has been allocated in the budget, and it has been authorized, and the project is before us to make a decision on. And I learned a long time ago that while you can nibble on the hand that feeds you, you can't draw blood. So saying that, and with the understanding and hope that the state will treat us and continue to treat us as equal partners, it's my recommendation that we move forward with the state in good faith to deliver this project. I think one of the most accurate statements to say about this upcoming project, that if the fiscal court approves, it'll probably be the most closely watched judicial center that has ever been constructed in the Commonwealth, as it should be. When you're talking about $60 million worth of money, obviously the community has to have a say. So saying that, I would entertain a motion that we approve the MOU and move forward with the new Judicial Center project.
So I make that motion that we move forward.
I have a motion by Bennett. I have a second by Sims. Before we vote, is there any comments from the magistrates?
Two items of discussion. Page 4 says the obligations of the AOC are subject to biennial appropriations by the General Assembly, meaning if they fail to appropriate the money and this passes, we're signing a debt on behalf of the residents of Caldwell County for $33 million, which will ultimately be somewhere around $56 or $57 million. Page 8 of the MOU says the memorandum will expire when the KCOJ ceases to occupy the project. There's nothing in here that says they have to stay the full term 20 years of the agreement. I just want taxpayers of Caldwell County to understand that. I appreciate everyone that's reached out to me, some for, some against. Doesn't matter what I think about it personally. It matters what I'm elected, to who the people I'm elected to represent.
All right, what other comments do we have this morning?
I told you yesterday I didn't want to make any, but I want to make one statement. I think within 10 at least, and maybe before 10 years, the citizens of Princeton or Caldwell County, a lot of them will look back, and I think they'll appreciate what you try to do, Judge. Have a good day.
Well, and I'll say the efforts that we've undertaken, while unsuccessful, will not stop. I mean, I think one of the considerations to keep in mind as well is the parameters of the conversation changed when the interest of the Judicial Center in relocating to a private facility became an option. So considering the fact that if we vote no on the MOU, they could still vacate the courthouse that much quicker and deprive the taxpayers of that many more years of operating expense allowances and the opportunity to hopefully have a robust and fair discussion on the partnership that may be able to be reached to resolve some of the issues on the third floor, I think the option becomes clear. If the Fred's is an option, then new seems to be, from a basic dollars and figures approach, to be the logical way forward. Is there any other comments would like to be made before we vote on this?
I just want to acknowledge the work of everybody on this fiscal court throughout this process, the due diligence that was involved, the absolute passion for trying to find a way forward that was most beneficial for the people of Caldwell County and the taxpayers involved. as I tried to state the other night, and I flubbed up, is we had strong attendance the other night that was very pro the Judicial Center. And we had strong contact from people that for fear of making somebody mad in the community, they don't feel like as a small business owner they can come speak their piece. I think that's a hell of an indictment and piece of reflection that we need to look at. Because if that is how people feel in our community and it's that divided, we have lost already. So it's a lesson for going forward. Social media is another avenue. It causes consternation that doesn't do anything productive. So I just want to caution you on that because in our community, because our economic development fellow will tell you, these people they're preloading these communities to look out and look at social media and scan it and see what kind of community they're trying to move into. So when you have something to say that is inside the community, I think it's always important to reach out. And I appreciate all the people that reached out with a phone call to me and didn't rely on that source of media, because I think sometimes it's unintended, the consequences. These folks up here that I sit with, Coda for the last 2.5 years, the other guys for the last 4, it's been an honor to sit here with them because, you know, points were made the other night about the condition of upstairs. And I think back to looking at that and knowing, yeah, it is. It's rough. It's in rough shape. You know, we finally got the money to fix the roof. And that's exciting. But I think about the COVID time, and I think about the EF4 tornado that wiped out many in my district and Brent's and others. I think of the EF1 tornado that hit Jeff Boone's district in Elberts. And then I think about a 200, 300-year flood that we've undertaken. And so I'm pretty damn proud of everybody up here. And so I just want to make that known. Because it ain't that easy to serve. And whoever I make mad today, I'm going to make an equal group happy. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Would you like to do that? Well, which I've served longer than the Presbyterian Magistrate in my 23rd year. Back in the early 90s, we turned this down. We don't need to again. And the reason I'm saying that is the state going to look at us. We might meet something later on down the road, and they said, hey, we offered you $30 million, and you said no. And up till yesterday, I hadn't received any phone calls or talked to anyone, but I got received service yesterday. And they said, Albert, the courthouse is great, but it's done its due. It's time that this county moved on, and that's the way I looked at it. And so that's the reason that I'm 100% behind this, because our county needs to move on. And if the state should default, every county's going to be in trouble. Not only Caldwell County, but there's going to be a world of all the counties in this state going to be in the same situation that we're in. That's goddamn. So, but I do appreciate the judge and he put him up here, and you know, as we discuss this together.
Having heard all the comments, we'll just all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition, like sign? Hearing none, we will proceed with the state in good faith to deliver this project for our constituents. All right. I know a lot of y'all were here just for the first item. You're more than welcome to stay. I know that was all the fireworks there, but otherwise we won't hold it against you if you decide you have other things to do today. All right. Next item, Ms. Charlotte Cotton. Oh, I'm sorry.
The worst thing is a comment.
To all of you, thank you. I put on a button this morning to come here that says better together. We as a community have always been better together, period. And if we work together on this and with the state, and I do realize that there are potential issues, but working with the third largest bank in the world for over 25 years in risk management, when I looked at this opportunity for this county and put numbers to paper and saw what it could be, what we could be together, I thought it was very important, and I want to take the chance to thank each and every one of you for taking this into consideration. And we're going to be great. Caldwell County is going to be better because we're working together as a county. And I do have to go to another
years ago, when I worked in the newspaper office, we got an ad each month. It was a community service ad. And at the bottom, it had a chain, kind of a chain around it, all hooked together. And inside of that that chain, it said, it's the unity within the community that gets the job done.
That's right.
Working together, city and the county.
And I want to thank you all.
Thank you, Ms. Worsley.
Thank you.